Open windows, July the 17th. Establishment in the truth. I received my message from no human source and no one taught me. Instead, I received it by direct revelation from Jesus Christ. Galatians 1, verse 12. For strength to overcome and press on, only a revelation by the Holy Spirit in us can suffice, but it can. A revelation that is within one's spirit and not a mental appreciation of truth, even though it is truth about God. Oh, the power to be able to say, I know, not I have heard or read, but I know. It is an experience nothing can rob us of. It is absolutely essential to have this revelation by the Holy Spirit, because we have to meet forces of evil against which nothing can stand save that which is of God. In pressure, thou hast enlarged me. But how? Because of the constant uprising of the life within. Trouble, trial, sorrow. We are subject to these things. They are common to all men. But we rise above them through the strength of his might within. We are strong because of the light given in the knowledge of God. This is a growing revelation. Paul is writing to the Ephesian saints, and what a wonderful history these had. See Paul's words to them in parting, in Acts 20, verses 17 to 38. To such he says, that ye may be strengthened to apprehend, showing the necessity for the mighty power of God in bringing through revelation. The enemy mightily withstands revelation. To mar or hinder it, he'll stop at nothing. Light and strength go together. Endurance is by revelation. I know. Establishment in the truth by revelation of the truth, this brings an impact on Satan and his hosts. Light leading to might. When the Lord opens eyes, you see what happens. The eyes of your heart being enlightened, that ye may know. This is the result of opened eyes. Knowing that he that raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us also with Jesus.